It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 20th, 2014. Today is the birthday of American political figure Robert F. Kennedy, born in 1925 in Brookline, Massachusetts. He served as a United States Senator, and before that, he was the 64th Attorney General of the United States. A champion of civil rights reform and a fierce opponent of the Johnson administration's war policy in Vietnam, Kennedy was the front-runner for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1968. The son of Irish Catholic parents with a long history in the rough-and-tumble world of Boston politics, Bobby was the third son of Joseph P. Kennedy Sr., an ambitious, self-made millionaire. Bobby's mother was Rose Fitzgerald, the daughter of legendary Boston Mayor John Fitzgerald, affectionately known as Honey Fitz. Unlike most of his rambunctious siblings, Bobby was quiet, well-mannered, and openly affectionate. When a family friend complimented him on these qualities, his father said only, "Yeah, I don't know where he gets that." His school years were turbulent and involved a series of public and private academies. For the most part, he did not impress his teachers, who often sized him up as moody and indifferent. He did have a keen love of history and a highly developed sense of virtue. He disliked dirty jokes and was quick to defend underdogs in a prep school atmosphere where bullying was common. In 1944, while he was still a student, he enlisted in the Naval Reserve, serving until 1946. From there, he went to Harvard and then to the University of Virginia Law School. He first gained national attention as chief counsel for the Senate Labor Rackets Committee, where he publicly challenged Teamsters President Jimmy Hoffa over the crooked practices of his union, and published The Enemy Within, a book about corruption in organized labor. He managed his brother's 1960 presidential election campaign and was appointed Attorney General, a move that drew heavy criticism. His tenure is best known for its advocacy of civil rights, the crusade against organized crime and the mafia, and involvement in U.S. foreign policy related to Cuba and Indonesia. After his brother's assassination, Kennedy remained in office for a few months before leaving to run for the Senate in 1964. In 1968, he campaigned for the presidency, appealing particularly to Black, Hispanic, and Catholic voters. Shortly after midnight on June 5, 1968, after winning the California primary, he was shot by Sirhan Sirhan, a 24-year-old Palestinian, and died the following day. At his funeral, his surviving brother Teddy remembered him in these words, "My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. A good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us and what he wished for others will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, to those he touched and who sought to touch him, some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?" I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 20th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.